Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, this is Community Speaks. I'm Brady Safranik. Community Speaks brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street, where they are more than just prescription medication. Joining me now, Executive Director of the Buffalo Downtown Association, John Cordonier. John, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, thank you, Brady. Thanks for having me back again. Second time we've been able to talk, so
that's
good.
Yeah, and we're planning on having you in each month to kind of keep us up to date on what's going on with the BDA. And I think today we'll just kind of start again, do a little background. What is the Buffalo Downtown Association?
Well, it's a really good question that, quite honestly, I've gotten asked since I've been here, and a lot of people that I've talked to. The Buffalo Downtown Association is part of a much larger organization. First being the Wyoming Main Street organization, and then National Main Street. You know, National Main Street, you know, after World War II, there was a notice that downtowns in specific were starting to suffer, that people were moving outside suburbia. Then we've got shopping malls. Then we got the big box stores and retailers. And that had a dramatic effect on downtown, just not only in the economic vitality of downtowns, but then just the overall look of downtown, because buildings started to deteriorate because people weren't there. So the national, historic preservation center for the nation started a program in 1977 that was a pilot program to revitalize downtowns. That morphed into National Main Street, as we know now, that has really become a movement. And we are getting the opportunity to be part of that. And in fact, I'm going with a couple of the board members. We're going to the National Main Street Conference coming up this next week. We'll spend a couple of days prior to that in some best practices workshops, seeing three communities around the Kansas City area that have been very successful as Main Street organizations, and see what they do and being able to share ideas. We're part of a network of over 2,000 communities within National Main Street. So it's not just BDA by itself. And that's really important to understand.
And John, you know, one of the things you mentioned was, you know, you're talking about the history of Main Street and the different Main Street organizations, and that, you know, at some point, a lot of those historical buildings start to fall apart a little bit. And then what do you do? And in the Main Streets that have kind of preserved them and kept them going, they keep that sort of historic feel. And that's quite charming in a downtown setting.
Well, and it's good that you bring that up, Brady, because, you know, most people, I would imagine that most people listening to this, as well as myself, you think back when you were a kid. You know, I do. I'm a little bit older. I'm definitely a little older than you. And I think back when I was a kid, when I rode my bicycle across a two-lane highway to get to the Five and Dime to get some bubble gum. I mean, and it was that kind of atmosphere that we've lost here in the nation. But it's still here in Buffalo, and that's what's so great about Buffalo. In the first week that I was here, in fact, the first couple of days, I met a gentleman that told me this that really had an impact on me. He said that, you know, Buffalo is unique in the fact that there was a bubble that was dropped over Buffalo, and it kept us in the 1950s. As just, you know, in this regard, in that doors are still open. Kids are up and down the street. In fact, last week when we had some great weather, I was sitting in my office and I happened to look out and there's like five or six young boys just riding around on their bicycles on downtown Main Streets. Where do you see that? Other places you don't. I mean, it's so unique and so wonderful here. But what the National Main Street Organization found was that revitalizing downtown and the historic preservation also meant the vitality of those businesses. Because without a healthy downtown, we don't have a healthy community. It's the center for everything. And we really need to pay attention to that. And that's part of the BDA's job, is to bring that vitality to the businesses there and get the community involved. In fact, we have an opportunity this fall to be involved in what's called developing transformation strategies for downtown Buffalo. You know, a lot of times we look at the assets. We've been talking about the buildings. We look at those physical assets first. But the biggest asset that we don't look at or we minimalize is the people. That's our biggest assets. You know, again, last week I was involved with the Future Business Leaders of America. I was fortunate to be asked to come and judge. They were getting ready to make their presentations. They were coming up with business plans. And there were three young men that had a great idea for a website for helping diabetics get good, healthy food. What a great thing that we could actually nurture with those three young men to do here right in Buffalo. And another young gentleman that wanted to be a business law attorney. Again, those are the kind of assets. It's not just you and I. It's not just business leaders. It's not just leaders within the community that we think of politically, if you will. But it's also the young, high schoolers, college age, and the older generation that's been there that can keep the history alive of Buffalo as well. So there's a lot of things that need to come together in my mind as the executive director of Buffalo Downtown Association to move into really revitalizing downtown and making it that hub and center that is so important to the health of the whole entire community.
Yeah, and you know, with Buffalo's, you know, you still have plenty of mom and pop shops downtown, and with our downtown here, you know, we're, you know, sort of on the path out to Yellowstone as people traveling through, and as people travel through, Buffalo may or may not be a stop on their list, but if they go through Buffalo, a lot of times it becomes a stop on their list, even if it wasn't before, and a lot of that has to do is that they drive down Main Street and they kind of see that old West feel.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and it is those mom and pop shops. You know, that's part of the things that has happened over time, and that growth outside of the downtown Main Street area, and that businesses, those small businesses, those mom and pop shops have struggled. That's part of our charge as well as the BDA, is to bring new training to them and new fresh ideas to help their businesses thrive. Now, I mean, it's just as simple as a window display. You know, I've read statistics that 70% of the sale is outside of the building. It's when the person sees what they're getting ready to go into, that display in the window. There's so many things that we can, as an organization, help those downtown business owners. One of the things that we are doing, and I'm glad that you brought that up, is there's a national speaker, a national business consultant. His name is John Schallert. He's going to be in Gillette on May 3rd. We are putting together a group. I've gone around to downtown businesses. Anybody can go. We're going to carpool over. It's a full day of workshops with him. It's free of charge. There's no charge for it. There's just a donation asked for lunch, $15 to $25, but no charge for the conference. It normally would be $275. So we're going to take a group over. But then after that, as the BDA, we are going to be able to offer to business owners here in Buffalo the ability to plug into that organization for a very, very nominal cost. It would typically cost about $1,395 to go to one of his boot camps, one of his workshops. We're going to be able to provide information from his organization at a very minimal cost proceeding or after that conference. And we're going to do that on a regular basis. So that's one of the things that I'm organizing for the community as business leaders.
And John, one of the other things you had mentioned was the National Main Street Conference that you'll be attending next week. Tell us a little bit about some of the benefits of attending a conference such as this.
Well, first of all, there's about 20 of us that are going from here from Wyoming. Leaders within the community, just like myself, as far as the Main Street organizations, as well as Wyoming Main Street. We are going a couple of days early. It's a best practices workshop where we're going to be visiting three different communities just outside of Kansas City, Missouri, and see what they've done and the successes they've had in revitalizing their downtowns. Those three communities represent from 3,000 in population to 30,000 in population. population. So very, very close to, in that 3,000, close to Buffalo. Then after that, after those couple of days, then we're going to spend 4 days in Kansas City at the National Conference. Like I said, there's over 2,000 communities that are Main Street communities. So we're going to be able to speak with myself, speak with leaders within those Main Street communities, glean from them what they have learned, what they've done, what's been successful, what has not been successful, and also just a lot of great training. People like John Shallard are going to be there. There's going to be national speakers there that are going to be able to give us a lot of information on vitalization of businesses, as well as historic preservation and all the things that we're supposed to be doing as an organization. So I'm really excited for this opportunity. I've only been in the position for about 5 weeks now. And to have the opportunity to go to this type of a conference, to get that kind of education, is going to be huge and very valuable to me. And I can't wait to bring that back here, as well as the two board members that are going with, bring that back to Buffalo.
And I would imagine that it's kind of nice that this happens early on in your tenure as the executive director of BDA.
Exactly. And it also comes as a great timing because, like I said earlier, we have been chosen as one of seven communities in Wyoming to be involved in this transformation strategy, which is what National Main Street is called a refresh. They did a study here a few years back that told them that there were some things that needed to change as the world was changing, if you will, in how they do things. And one of those things was developing transformational strategies, basically a plan, if you will, that is focused so that everybody can come together. It's not just the BDA, it's not just the Wyoming Main Street or National Main Street, it's the whole community of Buffalo, like I said earlier. So we're going to be involved in that this fall. We've got a lot of work to do prior to that happening. There'll be a lot of community meetings, focus groups. Really, the vitality or the success of a Main Street program and the revitalization of downtown is the community involvement. There's a lot of pride here in Buffalo. You've experienced it. I've experienced it, certainly in the short time that I've been here. And what we need to do is get that excitement and emotion, if you will, and the pride that we have for our town and put it together. One man on an island can't do much, but a whole team and a group of people that get focused on one particular objective, if you will, and everything feeds into that, can do a whole bunch. And I'm real excited about our opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. And I think people are excited for you to be taken over as executive director of the Buffalo Downtown Association, talking with John Cordonnier. John, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is KBBS Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop, Fort Street in Buffalo.